Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Freakonomics Revit A Rogue Economist explores the hidden side of everything is a popular economics and social science book by economist Stephen D. Levitt and journalist Stephen J. Dubner. Rather than presenting economics as a study of markets, prices, or national policy, it treats economics as a toolkit for examining incentives, information, measurement, and human behavior in unexpected settings. The book moves across subjects such as cheating in schools and sumo wrestling, real estate agents, the Ku Klux Klan, drug dealing, crime trends, parenting, and baby names. Its purpose is not to build a single comprehensive theory of society, but to show how careful questions and empirical evidence can undermine accepted explanations. The revised edition expands the reach of the original bestseller while preserving its central methods. Start with a puzzling pattern, ask what incentives may be hidden beneath it, and use data to test whether the obvious explanation is actually persuasive. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, incentives as the central explanation for everyday behavior. The book's most important organizing idea is that incentives shape behavior more reliably than stated intentions. Public narratives or moral language. Levitt and Dubner present incentives broadly, not just as money, but as combinations of economic, social, and moral rewards or penalties. This allows the book to explain why people may cheat when the payoff is high and the risk of detection is low, why institutions sometimes reward the wrong outcomes, and why behavior changes when incentives are redesigned. The emphasis is practical because it shifts attention from what people say they value to what their environment actually encourages them to do. In education, for example, the pressure created by high-stakes testing can produce incentives for teachers to manipulate results. In sports, ranking systems and tournament structures may create incentives for collusion or match manipulation. The point is not that people are always cynical calculators, but that behavior often responds to hidden structures of reward and punishment. This incentive lens is what links the book's otherwise varied examples. Secondly, data analysis as a challenge to conventional wisdom. Freakonomics repeatedly argues that conventional wisdom is often powerful because it is simple, repeated, and socially convenient, not necessarily because it is true. Levitt and Dubner use data analysis to test claims that have become accepted through media repetition or expert confidence. Their method usually begins with an apparently odd question, then looks for measurable evidence that can separate correlation from more plausible explanation. This approach gives the book much of its distinctive character. It treats the ordinary world as a collection of testable puzzles. The authors are especially interested in cases where the public explanation for an outcome is too neat. They examine crime, parenting, real estate, school performance, and other topics by asking whether the dominant story actually fits the available evidence. The strength of this approach is its skepticism toward easy answers. Its limitation is that data still requires interpretation, and some conclusions remain debated. The book is therefore best understood not as a final authority on every issue it discusses, but as a demonstration of how measurement can disrupt assumptions. Thirdly, information advantages and the power of experts. A recurring theme in the book is that experts often possess information that ordinary people lack, and that this gap can be used either to create value or to serve the expert's own interests. The discussion of real estate agents is one of the clearest examples. Agents understand market conditions and negotiation dynamics better than most sellers, but their commission structure may not always reward them for holding out for the very best price on a client's behalf. The book uses this kind of case to show that expertise does not automatically align incentives. It also examines how the Ku Klux Klan lost power when its secret rituals and terminology were publicized, illustrating that hidden information can be a source of authority. Once private knowledge becomes public, the social advantage attached to it weakens. This theme is important because it broadens the book beyond simple behavioral economics. It asks readers to examine who knows what, who benefits from uncertainty, and how transparency can change power relationships in markets, institutions, and social groups. Fourthly, crime, causality, and the search for distant causes. One of the book's most discussed arguments concerns the sharp decline in violent crime in the United States during the 1990s. Levitt and Dubner review several popular explanations, including policing strategies and economic conditions, then give significant attention to Levitt's controversial research, linking part of the decline to the earlier legalization of abortion. Their argument is that some social effects have causes that appear far removed in time and place from the outcome being explained. This is a central Freakonomics pattern. The visible event is treated as the end point of a longer causal chain. The crime discussion is influential because it illustrates both the ambition and controversy of the book's method. It shows how economists may use historical data and statistical reasoning to challenge politically comfortable explanations. At the same time, it reminds readers that causal claims in social life are difficult and ethically sensitive. The book's value here is not merely the specific conclusion, which has been debated, but the insistence that explanations for major social changes should be tested against evidence rather than accepted because they sound plausible. Lastly, parenting, names, and the limits of direct control. The book's chapters on parenting and names examine whether common anxieties about child rearing are supported by evidence. Levitt and Dubner argue that many visible parenting choices may matter less than parents believe, while deeper family characteristics and social conditions often matter more. This does not mean parenting is irrelevant, but it questions the assumption that every deliberate intervention produces a measurable long-term effect. Their discussion of baby names develops a related point. Names can signal class, culture, aspiration, and social identity, but the book is careful to distinguish signaling from direct causation. A name may be associated with later outcomes because it reflects the background and expectations of the family that chose it, not because the name itself mechanically determines success. This topic adds nuance to the book's broader argument about evidence. It shows that some relationships are easy to observe but hard to interpret correctly. By separating markers from causes, Freakonomics encourages readers to be skeptical of explanations that confuse social signals with the forces that actually shape life outcomes. In conclusion, Freakonomics Rev Ed is best suited for readers who want an accessible entry into economic reasoning, data-driven social analysis, and the study of incentives without the formality of an academic textbook. It is especially useful for students, general nonfiction readers, policy-minded professionals, marketers, data analysts, and anyone interested in why people behave differently from what official explanations suggest. Its practical benefit lies in teaching a habit of inquiry: look for incentives, question expert narratives, separate correlation from causation, and ask whether the right thing is being measured. Intellectually, the book helps readers see economics as a method for investigating human behavior, rather than a narrow subject about finance or markets. What makes it stand out from similar popular social science books is its combination of empirical provocation and journalistic clarity. Levitt supplies unconventional research questions and statistical reasoning, while Dubner gives the material narrative momentum and accessibility. The result is not a systematic manual, and some arguments have generated legitimate debate, but its influence comes from changing how many readers think about evidence. Compared with broader behavioral books that emphasize psychology, Freakonomics is more focused on incentives, hidden information, and measurable patterns in real-world institutions. If you would like to support Stephen D. O'Cole Levitt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.